The Cancer full moon occurs on January 13, 2025 at the 23rd degree of Cancer. This full moon represents the culmination of intentions set during the new moon on July 5th at 14 degrees Cancer. This full moon happens when the sun and the moon are in opposite signs. The moon does not give off light, it reflects light, which means the sun has to be in the sign of Capricorn. This full moon activates the cardinal cross, which exists of Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. The cardinal cross often highlights themes of independence versus relationships, assertiveness versus compromise. The Aries-Libra axis focuses on the dynamic of me, you, us, while the Cancer-Capricorn axis brings up issues of family versus society, inner life versus public life, the archetypal roles of mother, Cancer, versus father, Capricorn. Cancer symbolizes the upholder of family, traditions, and the status quo, while Capricorn represents limits, rules, and societal structure. This lunation invites reflection. What have you learned from your family that helps or hinders your happiness? The new moon in Cancer on July 5th occurred in the middle decan of Cancer, which can be stubborn and must learn to overcome resentment. This full moon is also connected to retrograding Mars in Cancer, a placement that can stir up emotional tension from the past, particularly related to family dynamics. The saving symbol for the new moon on July 5th, in a sumptuous dining hall, guests relax after partaking of a huge banquet. This symbol speaks of fulfillment and abundance, but both physical and spiritual. What does fulfillment mean to you? What does abundance look like in your life? The third decan of Cancer is often sensitive, absorbing the atmosphere around like a sponge. SpongeBob SquarePants? However, this sensitivity can lead to martyrdom, if not balance. The saving symbol for the sun in Capricorn during this full moon is a store filled with precious oriental rugs, representing the benefits of being part of a society. Societies provide a foundation for cultural understanding and traditions that we are born to. Yet, the last decan of Capricorn can be critical and demanding, reflecting the expectations of families and society. The saving symbol for this full moon states, a willful man is overshadowed by the descent of a superior power. This encourages you to use your willpower and creative imagination to overcome life's challenges. The moon is in the bounds of retrograding Jupiter in its detriment, and the sun is in the bounds of Saturn, which is currently struggling with stability in beliefs and boundaries. This begs the question, are you focused on growth or stagnation? The three D's, feelings of discontentment, disappointment, and dissatisfaction may arise as you reflect on your accomplishments. Are you on the right path? Are you living a purposeful life? What steps do you need to take to have a fresh start? While material success can be achieved, true happiness cannot be purchased. Happiness often eludes us because of our attitude and outlook on life. Has the pursuit of earthly pleasures distracted you from your higher purpose? What if you shifted your focus from material pursuits to actions that make you feel worthy and purposeful? This full moon also suggests examining the walls or defenses you built for protection. While the walls may keep you safe from the harsh world, they also trap you in a self-imposed prison. Have these defenses unintentionally limited your growth, like a goldfish in an aquarium? As souls, we are here to grow. It's important to show appreciation and gratitude for the family and societal structures that have paved the way for us. We stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. However, self-analysis is also essential. Ask yourself, although I respect and love the road that has been laid before me, is it the best path for my soul's growth and happiness? We often see that material wealth does not guarantee happiness. This realization should underscore the importance of seeking a higher path. What will it take for you to embark on this path? Where will it lead you? Taking this path may require you breaking away from people and traditions that you hold in a high regard. Ultimately, you must decide. Is it important for your family and friends to approve of your path or for you to find happiness in your journey? The choice is yours. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy.